We are an organization that has actually been around since 1977, based in Little Rock, and we opened an office here in 2008. And we work on behalf of our state's kids in poverty, foster children, kids in the juvenile justice system. But we work to create policy change and change state laws on their behalf rather than directly serving them through hospitals or shelters. We work to change state policy. And okay. We've done that for almost 35 years.
Okay. So what are some of the specific goals and missions that you've been working on recently?
Sure. We are always working to improve health access for children throughout the state, and we have a special emphasis on that here in Northwest Arkansas of late. We are working right now to ensure that we have more community-based juvenile justice system rather than incarcerating more kids who are accused of crimes. We want more services in the community, so we basically imprison fewer kids. And juvenile judges throughout the state are working with us to help us accomplish that. We are always working to get more access to pre-K services for our lowest income kids in the state, and that includes some children of immigrants here in Northwest Arkansas who we know need more help to get ready for that first day of kindergarten so they can succeed just like all the other kids in their classes. A little background on the reason that we do this work is that it matters to a child. Poverty actually matters to their success. Hmm. So it makes sense if you think about it. A child in poverty is going to statistically have less chance of success than a middle-income child or higher-income child. Okay. And it's not anything that their parents are doing wrong or that anything wrong with their family. It's just that across the board, statistically, they're going to have not as strong a chance of being able to read on time, of graduate from high school. They're going to have an increased risk of ending up in prison or becoming a victim of a crime themselves statistically. So we start at that base level and we say, what can we do as the state of Arkansas or the Northwest Arkansas region to increase their chances of success, to sort of even that playing field, or as we say, close the achievement gap? So we know that healthier children learn better, and children who aren't hungry learn better, and children who have a little bit of instruction in, say, the English language before they go into kindergarten are going to have so much better chance of success. So that's where we start, and we try to work with organizations and the state legislature and the governor's office and as many people as will listen to us in the ways that we can invest in those kids to ensure their success. Our philosophy is that we can't succeed as a state and become a less impoverished state than we are right now. We can't move our state forward economically unless we ensure that our children succeed. And since we have such a high rate of child poverty in Arkansas, it's one of the worst rates in the country, we know that we need to take extra steps.
Now, as a nonprofit, how does the organization fund itself?
We are privately funded, and I actually think that's a really good thing. It gives us our credibility. We are not a government-funded agency. So when we have a big win, for example, when we helped create Our Kids First, and tens of thousands of children have had health insurance that way and continue today, we don't actually benefit from that. Getting more funding for more access for kids to get pre-K or for community-based services for juvenile justice, kids in the juvenile justice system, or more caseworkers for foster care. We don't actually benefit in any way from that because we're not a government-funded program, and that gives us our credibility because we're independent. So when we argue that we think something is a good idea and very necessary, no one can argue that it's for our own benefit. It's just because we have done the research and we know that this is what we can do as a state to improve children's lives. So that said, we are privately funded through foundations and through individual donors. Okay. Here in Northwest Arkansas, we have a heavy emphasis on needing individual donors. We have some bigger foundation grants that are our statewide work. But to have a Northwest Arkansas office here, we have to have lots and lots of individual donors.
And one of the biggest fundraising events that Arkansas Advocates organizes is Soup Sunday. That's coming up.
That's right. Soup Sunday. It's February 26th from 4 to 7 in Springdale at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center. And we've done this for 11 years here in Northwest Arkansas. And actually, this is one of the oldest organizations, fundraisers in the state. They've been doing this for 31 years in Little Rock. And so we've been, this will be our 11th annual Soup Sunday here in this region. And it's a lot of fun. Families come and sample soups that restaurants from throughout the region have donated. Restaurants come in and serve the soups that they've made, and people pay just $20 for adults to get in, and $5 for kids, and they can sample from as many soups as they want. We also have bread donated and dessert. This year we're going to have ice cream sundaes, so that will be a new treat.
Huge plus.
Right. Exactly. Hopefully that'll draw. And we have a lot of great from everyone from restaurants to the bread donors to the Breyers Ice Cream, who actually donates ice cream to us every year, and they're getting toppings from Smucker's. And so we just have a great group of people who come together to ensure that all the proceeds from this event go to support the work that we do here in Northwest Arkansas.
Let's talk about the soup part of the Soup Sunday a little bit. Sure. What kind of soups? How many kind of soups?
Oh, gosh, we have all kinds of soups. We try to get our restaurants to have a mix from vegetarian to meaty soups to a couple of gluten-free soups that people have. That's been more of a demand in recent years. But we have restaurants that have donated for years and years, from Spring Street Grill in Springdale to Cafe Rue Orleans here in Fayetteville, and Common Grounds and the Hog House have donated for years and years. And we have some new ones that have signed on this year that people are probably really interested in. I've heard a lot of talk about Vetro 1925. Yes. It's on Center Street in Fayetteville. I ate a delicious dinner there, and they are donating soup this year. We also have Bordino's will donate for the first time.
Okay.
Fresco Cafe and Pub, if I got the name right, right here downtown Fayetteville. Fish City Grill and Rogers, and Lindy's Cajun Gypsy, which has been around for years and years, is over on Poplar Street. There's a restaurant called Twin Kitchen in South Fayetteville that's going to donate some coconut soup, which I can't wait to taste.
That should be exciting.
Yeah. So we have about, 30 or more soup flavors from more than 25 restaurants, so people can just get a little bit of everything.
Now, how many people attend this fundraiser?
We usually have about 500, and we hope that we have that many or more this year.
And how much money are you able to raise?
Last year, we raised more than $40,000, and we hope to match or exceed that this year. We kind of want to make friends at the same time that we raise some money. And it's a good time. I mean, it's really casual. People don't have to get dressed up. They bring their kids.
That's always nice.
Right. Jeans, whatever. It doesn't really matter. And kids come. Everybody brings their kids. It's just $5 for the kids. And there's a little a band, a jazz combo, and they play. Every year they donate all their time to us. And so the kids kind of dance around and have a good time.
And I also heard that you're trying to create no trash this time.
Right. Well, we probably won't be able to achieve absolutely no trash. Mm-hmm. But we are working with a group called Northwest Arkansas Emerging Leaders. And they are helping us recycle and compost the waste from this event. It's because we have a lot of sample cups, and people go around and get lots of types of soup. It's more sanitary for us to have disposable items. And we have figured out that just about every single thing that we make and use at this event can be recycled or composted through this great organization. And they're going to help us with volunteers. And so it's a great way to make a good event better by being more sustainable.
So February 26th,
that's right.
Starting 4 p.m.?
4 to 7.
Okay.
And it's at the Convention Center in Springdale. That's right there at 412 and 540.
Mm-hmm. And $20 for adults, $25 at the door.
Yes.
And $5 for kids.
That's correct.
And lots of soup, lots of bread, and lots of desserts. So
people can order tickets now for that advance price at our website, which is aradvocates.org.
Okay.
And our Springdale number is 479 927-9800, and that way they can order the tickets in advance. But we always welcome everybody to buy them at the door. It's just $5 more.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.